The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning, October the 23rd, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here this morning because it's Thursday with my buddy Trish Clark.
Good morning. Love Thursday mornings.
Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Both tonight at 6 p.m., and she's got a bunch of guests coming rolling through here, too, so tonight, and giveaways and all that stuff.
It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for rain, likely. It's raining as we speak, cloudy with a high near 65, and a chance of precipitation is about 70% today. Rain likely through 11 p.m. tonight, a 20% chance of rain tomorrow on Friday, and a 40% chance of rain through the weekend. So it looks like maybe we will have a little...
I think your 70% chance of rain is more like 100% right now.
Because it's a fact. It is just flat raining.
The weather rock says it's raining outside.
It is, in fact, raining. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. We give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
A lot of things going on today.
Yes, there are.
Gosh, my goodness. One of them is I believe that the Dr. Taggart's going to be back with us today from the Shasta Regional Medical Center emergency room. But we're going to be talking propositions and impact on doctors. 45, 46, huge impacts on doctors and your medical care. You start talking about all the insurance decisions put under one man, the insurance czar of California. And here's Ted Gaines running for insurance commissioner, but he is against this proposition. He says they're saying, oh, they can just control the prices of insurance. That's not what it is. They also are going to be able to control what your insurance companies do and what kind of treatments you've got here. I mean, this thing, the way it's written, is just absolutely terrifying.
It's a tremendous expansion of what they've already put into effect, because we know that the insurance companies already are having a great control over what medications you take and what they'll pay for and all of those things. And this is now just really consolidating a lot of those tendencies that they've had for the last few years and really putting it all, like you say, in the hands of one person.
That's what it looks like. And then the other proposition, raising malpractice rates.
Raising the
limit on that. And I tell you, it's, you know, the doctors and lawyers are going at it tooth and nail again because, you know, just we're getting hammered out here. And now what do they want to do? They want to raise the amount of money you can be given in a malpractice suit.
And we go back to my whole thing about, you know, they constantly say, well, we have to do Obamacare because the Republicans, they don't have a plan. They don't have a plan for a government-wide insurance program. And I've always said,
good,
we never needed that.
Good.
And please don't come up with a plan, because we had a really great medical system in the United States. It needed a few tweaks, one of which is malpractice reform, tort reform. We need to get rid of the ability to sue for every little hangnail that goes wrong and make it so doctors can afford to practice right here in this community. You just check your doctor's hours. Check how many of your doctors are staying. Check how many specialties have left this county because they simply cannot afford to be in private practice. It's going to get worse.
Well, you had those two young doctors in here the other day. In fact, were you here, was it last week or maybe I'm trying to remember what day it was. Maybe it was the day before. That Code Black. We had the two emergency room doctors in here. Mm. One of them, I think Dr. Taggart is going to be back today, but I'm not quite sure. But they, this whole thing with them, when you start talking to them about how they're being overrun still in the emergency rooms, and Obamacare is supposed to take care of that, well, it doesn't, because what happens is there's not enough doctors out there, first of all. And then, you know, then other people are losing their insurance. So they're still getting overrun in emergency rooms. The urgent care clinics are just, you know, you just walk. I mean, there's so many people walking in. Their business has risen. I mean, we're talking double percentage points. And so it's not solving the problem. And then they talk about the amount of money doctors are being paid by the government. They keep dropping the rates on it. And you start talking Medicare, Medi-Cal, and what is it? What else? Medicare, Medicaid, and Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal, yeah.
They're dropping the rates so quickly that the doctors aren't being paid. And they're all coming out of medical school with $300,000 plus bills, you know, owe. And you know that they can't make any money doing it, and so they're not getting into that basic, you know, that basic country doctor type where you come in and see them because they can't make any money.
They can't because they got to hassle people through at 25 an hour or in order to just make the little bit. If the bill's 150, Medicare allows 80, and then they pay 20. So I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about that. At about quarter after here with our next guest who just wandered in here looking very in his mufti. I say mufti because nobody knows what that means. But it means civilian clothes.
Oh, okay.
If you're in the military, they say, okay, uniform for this.
He doesn't
this,
have
for
greens
this.
On, so I didn't know that just, who I was coming
it says
into the
uniform,
room.
Uniform for this event is mufti. Okay. Well, mufti just means you wear your civilian clothes, proper civilian clothes. Okay, let's talk about Alan Shuffleberger offering $1 million for the Turtle Bay land. And you know what? Mr. Shuffleberger, I've been told, and I mean, I know members of his family and people that know him. He's a very astute businessman. This man is a very astute businessman. However, people seem to think that when he made this offer for $1 million for the land down there, that what's the bottom line on it? Because he doesn't do things unless
what is the bottom line?
Well, the Record Searchlight says it's going to be called the October Surprise in history. And that they're calling on the union to say that it's a joke and all this. And the city's not even going to address the offer because you got 2 weeks before the election and you've got somebody comes in and says, hey, okay, I'll buy the land. Now, if he had offered to buy the land, say 2 months ago, this whole thing, it was taken away from McConnell Foundation because of this conspiracy theory that's out there that says it's McConnell Foundation buys the land that they are going to, that the Turtle Bay is going to make some kind of deal that we're not even going to build a hotel now. You know, see, Turtle Bay has to build a hotel, not McConnell. It's a conspiracy theory. The whole thing is a conspiracy theory, and you know how I am about conspiracy theories. I don't believe in them. I believe that, you know, you look at the simplest answer. I think it was called Occam's Razor. Which means it's the simplest answer is usually the right answer. So when you get into this thing about conspiracies, I mean, what kind of conspiracy is Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation? I mean, what is that going to be? Okay, so they say they're going to, you know, give the land Turtle Bay, and then they turn around and they build something there? Are you kidding? McConnell Foundation, people would march on them. You couldn't even live here in town if you're part of
Okay, but that has absolutely nothing to do with what is the motive for Alan Shuffleberger.
Right. Well, I don't know what that is.
Which side is he on?
Well, no, he says he's not. He says, I haven't been following. I have no side in this. And so
your point is you've thrown out $1 million, which there's no way in God's earth anybody can act on that kind of an offer in a government system in a week.
In a week, yeah.
Okay. So was it just to cloud the issue to make it look the whole thing as ridiculous as the arguments are on both sides?
It could be. Or, you know, the thing is that as some people say, he's got Mr. Shuffleberger has a very very much a sense of humor. So maybe he's just – He just says, you know what, you guys are taking this way, way too seriously. Here's $1 million. See if you can solve it.
Exactly. Because
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
Everybody's trying to figure out, is he doing it? Well, obviously he's trying to do something to the election.
Well, but what's he done?
The election. Now, I'm not sure.
But which way is it impacting? Is somebody going to say, it's worth more?
Know.
If it's worth more than, well, but
okay,
but let's
come on,
just 400,000. Okay.
It's either worth the amount that's paid for it with the lease, or it's worth $4 or $5 million.
Okay.
It isn't worth $1 million. That's not enough of a spread.
Well, you know,
and
that's true. Or it could be is that, the measure fails. And so he says, okay, here's my $1 million again. And then, but what do you do with the land? Because the land's still got the lease on it. It's still got all that stuff on it.
But why would they even entertain selling it to a perfect stranger with the Turtle Bay?
But if you put it up for sale, anybody can buy it, right?
Well,
I could have, you know, if you and I had gone down and said, we'll give you $1 million for this 2 months ago, McConnell would have dropped out. And we would have bought that for $1 million and then given it to and leased it back.
If you believe that, Carl, then you really are.
What, Pollyanna?
Pollyanna.
What do you mean? You don't think they would have dropped out?
Oh, they would.
You think they'd have offered more?
You'd have been looking for a black Cadillac in your driveway if you'd made that offer in the first place. I mean, that's. Come on.
No, I don't believe that, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Is it makes, you know, the whole battle against the bee is because of this conspiracy theory about McConnell and Turtle Bay. I mean, that's what it is. It's, if it wasn't McConnell, I've had leaders of our city council say, well, if Dr. Taggart was heading up Turtle Bay, would you change your mind? And the answer was yes. Without even hesitation. The whole thing is a personal type stuff going on.
Oh, there's no question between some people. We've got to take a break.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark. When we come back, we're going to be talking.
Question.
What?
What is Alan Shuffelberger?
Well, you know what? I don't know, because Alan Shuffelberger is a man.
I wish he'd call and tell us.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? You know, I know that part of the Shuffelberger clan listens. Have him call in. Except we've got Dr. Taggart here. He's going to be talking about propositions, if I understand this right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
For over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has been known as the premier fishing tackle store in the North State. Phil's Propeller also carries a large selection of ammunition, including American Eagle pistol and rifle ammo, Federal pistol, rifle, and shotgun ammo, as well as Estate shotgun ammo. Stop by their store on Twin View Boulevard and check out their great everyday prices on all their American Eagle, Federal, and Estate ammunition, and they always meet or beat any other prices in town. Now through Sunday, October 26th, take advantage of these everyday low prices, plus pay no sales tax on all items in the store. It's not too early to plan that very special gift for the outdoor enthusiast in your life this Christmas. And what better than cool stuff like ammunition and fishing gear for their favorite sport? After all, for over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has carried all the right stuff and has the most knowledgeable staff to help you make every fishing trip a total success, and all at the best prices in the North State. So whether it's your favorite Federal, American Eagle, or Estate ammunition, or the latest technology in fishing tackle, electronics, or fishing gear, shop Phil's Propeller before the 26th and save the sales tax on all your purchases. Phil's Propeller. Take the Pine Grove exit off I-5 to Twin View Boulevard for all the right stuff. Ammo limited to stock on hand.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now, using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you. In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hmm. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's Thursday morning. And Trish and I are here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's 54 Everything. Degrees and it's rainy.
Yeah, and you can get your coffee there and it's going to be warm. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, discount for veterans at all times. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Dr. James Taggart is joining us here from Shasta Regional Medical Center. If his name sounds familiar, it's because he was on a couple of weeks ago talking about Code Black. And
the reason his name sounds familiar is his character from Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, and he knew that.
Yes.
Well, you know, I read Atlas Shrugged in, you know, over the period of, it's been 20 years. I still haven't gotten past the middle.
The movies are just the final version of the last portion of the movie was just out.
Dr. Taggart is not here, though, to talk about that. No, he's here not. To talk about two props, Proposition 45 and 46. Proposition 45, if the way we understand it, is that you're going to have an insurance guy, an insurance commissioner that literally controls all of the health care and down to treatments. Is this true?
That's what it appears to be. I mean, the insurance commissioner will be able to determine what's considered reasonable in terms of insurance companies' hikes in the costs or the premiums that they're charging businesses or small businesses and individuals. So this excludes large companies. So it's only going to be small businesses that have 50 employees or less, mm-hmm. or the individual that's buying insurance on the market.
So this type of insurance, it's funny to see Senator Ted Gaines, who's running for insurance commissioner, is fighting against this. He says this is way too much power for one man to have.
I think that's the right choice. I mean, I think a lot of us don't trust government to begin with.
Why.
We had the Affordable Care Act that said, right. Well, you can keep your doctor if you like it. Insurance premiums will go down. And
you'll have a doctor
and
the emergency rooms will empty.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That was the big thing.
It's really been the exact opposite. We're just getting hammered in the emergency department with patients that come in with primary care issues because they can't see a doctor. So just because they have now some coverage, whether it's Medi-Cal or some other insurance plan from the exchange, they can't find a doctor.
Because doctors won't take it.
And I'm sure it's like this all over the country.
Well, it is. It is.
Well, one, there's a shortage of primary care doctors, and two, a lot of doctors aren't taking it because it's not going to cover – probably going to cover their bills.
It doesn't cover their expenses just to see somebody.
No, it doesn't.
And you can't run a business like that.
No. And the same thing goes with the hospitals, too. I mean, every time they see a patient that's on Medi-Cal, it doesn't cover my malpractice insurance. It doesn't even cover my
We'll get to malpractice insurance in just a second here, which is the next one. But, okay, so Proposition 45 has the insurance commissioner, and they're saying, oh, we can control those pesky insurance companies who want to raise the rates all the time, when indeed it's much more than that. It goes all the way down to the treatment that people can get, if I've read this right.
That's what it appears, that they'll be able to determine what's covered and what's not. But, you know, that's already – baked into the Affordable Care Act, 85 cents of every dollar actually has to go and be paid to the physicians or the hospitals or the others that are providing the care. All right, and then the 15% is for administrative costs to the insurance company to cover their costs.
Well, and you're already in a position where your doctor can prescribe something and the insurance company can refuse to approve it, put you in a position where, well, no, we don't agree with the doctor. We don't think that's the course of treatment. That's going way beyond what we ever thought we wanted to do when we got into insurance companies. I mean, for heaven's sakes, our doctors are supposed to be treating us. That's why you all go to school and do all that learning.
Yeah, I think this is going to have the high probability that it will either do nothing and cost the state a lot more money because
take 15% off right off the top.
Well, that would be for the insurance companies. But what's going to have to happen is we're going to have to pay additional money to implement this. And you already have, I think it's a a board of four or five people that oversee and negotiate the contracts with the insurance companies for covered California. And those are the insurance companies in the exchange for California. So, I mean, obviously, the negotiations between the insurance companies aren't transparent.
No.
And so that's one of their arguments. Well, it'll be transparent and we'll be able to lower the cost. And that's part of their argument. But the other thing that I think is really disturbing is that anyone can sue the insurance company for increasing their rate hikes. And
I didn't see that part.
And it's paid for. It's paid for by the state. So for instance, say you wanted to go sue the insurance company, then we will be paying whoever's suing the insurance company. It's over $600 an hour, you know. So this is just a huge windfall for the trial attorneys, and it's just going to be free money.
So my insurance company, Blue, wants to raise my rates $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that. That's tough because there's only three of us in town. But we're not going to let you. We're going to raise your rates. I can then sue them with a lawyer that I find, but it's going to be paid for by the state.
Correct.
Well, you know what? This is wrong.
This is wrong.
And there's no what? You're getting ready to tell us it's even worse, right? Than you just said. There's no what?
They don't have to have any justification.
This sounds like the Environmental Protection Act.
It's going to be free money.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Taggart.
It took me a while to figure out because when I was first thinking about this, I was thinking, well, I could vote yes on this because I don't trust insurance companies, because hospitals and patients and physicians are always struggling to get, reimbursed
by the insurance
to get covered.
Right.
And we have all seen and heard those stories or had them personally. And so it's something that when you first look at it would be easy to vote yes. I think the fact that there's other things bundled into this that would be extremely detrimental, extremely costly to the state. And
to us, the taxpayers.
And the taxpayers, sure. The other thing is I think it could ultimately give Californians less options in terms of health insurance plans. Because if the commissioner says, well, we're not going to let you raise your rates, that one person will decide what's reasonable. All right. And if he or she thinks it's unreasonable and the insurance company says, no, we're not going to play, then there's one less insurance company to choose from.
So you're limiting the
supply. What happens when you limit the supply? The costs go up.
And here's the other thing, too, is then you've made it a single entity. At some point,
sure, and I think that's really ultimately the goal.
Yeah, because then the insurance commissioners is going to need to take over medical insurance for everybody in California. So we're going to have a one payer system.
And if you look at who's supporting this, you got Barbara Boxer, Feinstein. They're the ones that supported and helped. Sure. With the
Obamacare.
And here's why they're doing this is if they can get a one payer system in California,
mm-hmm.
then yeah. they're going to say, oh, sure. look, see how yep. it's working there, and they're going to yep. push it.
Well, and we all know that the way that you keep the prices low is to create competition between the insurance companies
right.
where they have to go out and try to woo
how about
us.
Going out of state?
Right.
How about being able to go out of state?
Going out of state. One of the other things that we needed to do as opposed to redoing our whole healthcare system was be able to get insurance across state lines.
So we can say correct. No on 45.
Yeah, no on 45.
No on 45. You're going to vote no on 45, Wayne?
I was just looking at this stuff the other day, and I'm glad we're talking about it today because you look at the pro and then the rebuttal, and yeah, I think the average person doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah, when you see something like this,
yeah, it's a tough one to choose.
Well, and you make a good point about the fact that we don't. Any of us like the fact that insurance companies have been dictating
Yeah. So what we've been your, doing, first in, your first instinct is, oh, no, no, yeah. I'm voting yes on that. But when I, it took me quite a while to come up to the, my decision on a no for Prop 45.
Yeah, it's going to be hurting us all. So a no on 45. All right. That's the one on having an insurance commissioner, the czar, to be able to take care of all your insurance needs because it's going to lead to less competition and probably a single payer system.
And the other thing that you did indicate is when you're in doubt on these propositions, you need desperately to look at the people who are supporting
right.
it.
Yes.
Okay,
that's a big key as to whether you like it or not.
All right, we're going to need to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 Market Street. And I tell you, Jeff Wurst, a veteran, can offer a guarantee that nobody else can. And he'll fix it, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. And he guarantees that it will that you will he will fix that windshield and will never get any bigger. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by, like I said, 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. I guess Dr. James Taggart. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Proposition 46, which is even worse. I mean, 45, I didn't realize how bad 45 was. So I'm thinking that 46 is not as
– really
I thought
awful.
It was bad. But,
it's
but I,
scary.
I think it's, 46 is scary, but 45 is even scarier because when you take it out to that part, see, I didn't know the part about how you could sue and have the state pay for it. And, you know, and then
you know, that's just, the dangerous part of running a state by propositions because there's always so much more in there.
Yeah.
That's why we created a republic, I would point out, as opposed to a democracy.
Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Mike Quinn, candidate for Redding City Council, your true fiscal conservative candidate. You will not see as many of my signs or hear as many of my commercials as some of my opponents because I'm being outspent up to 5-1 during this election period. But that's okay because I do not believe that a true fiscal conservative must raise $50,000 or more to win the election. And my votes on issues in front of the council will not be bought by those who have donated to my candidacy. I will do my best to see that the city of Redding lives within the means of the citizens of Redding. Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Quinn, Redding City Council, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated, peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, good morning, October the 23rd. 7:35 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. The Weather Rock says it's raining because the Weather Rock is wet. So it must be raining out there.
And if you look outside, that is confirmed.
It is confirmed. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And I tell you what, you're looking for a gun, long gun or a pistol, head on down to Bastiani Arms. He's got sales going on all the time. His prices are very, very reasonable, and his customer service is outstanding. That's where I buy my guns. Bastiani Arms, give him a call, 222-8222. All right, our guest, Dr. James Taggart, and who is, we've heard, is a namesake for Atlas Shrugged, some character in there. But we're talking about Proposition 45, and the synopsis on 45 is, it is the worst thing that's ever happened to insurance and your medical coverage. It's ever happened since the dawn of time. Vote no. Well, yeah. he didn't exactly put it like that, but you know what? It's the amount of power. It's a terrible thing.
The proposition on the ballot is deceptive. I didn't get a chance to find a copy of the ballot, but what I've been told is that it reads, drug testing for physicians. So I can see a lot of people like, oh yeah, we should definitely, that'll help eliminate, medical errors and which it's a real stretch. Yeah. What this proposition, and I have no issues.
This is Proposition 46. Now
Proposition 46.
Yeah,
no issues with drug testing physicians.
Right.
We don't have mandatory drug testing, but the hospitals have what's called medical staff offices that are already, have a lot of rules that they need to follow, and we are highly. You don't get away. You don't get away. If you're drinking or doing drugs on the job, it's going to become apparent pretty quickly.
Yeah, people, y'all.
It's reported to the board, and you're drug tested. I mean, it's just so it's deceptive in the sense that, it's, first of all, it's supported by the trial attorneys, all right, again, like Prop 45. And what's bundled into this prop, it's like three laws in one. And so at the top of the header is drug testing for physicians. The one that's going to absolutely annihilate the healthcare industry in the state is the change in the insurance cap for malpractice insurance and pain and suffering.
Right now,
I forget what year it was, but there was a cap placed on pain and suffering of $250,000. Now they want to raise the cap to $1.1 million based on inflation. All right, so the attorneys get paid a contingency fee for every case they win. So the higher the cap, the more the attorneys make. So this will force a lot of physicians to leave the state. I've heard physicians, specialties, surgeons,
because of the change in malpractice insurance.
Right. It's going to raise the cost.
Y'all can't see James Taggart. He's a young man, and chose to come up here and for a variety of reasons to serve medicine and people up here in Northern California. But what he's telling is, because we have older physicians coming here, have been saying exactly the same thing, and now what we're getting ready to have is they start off by if they had just put in there, we want to raise the malpractice amounts, and it's going to raise the cost of malpractice insurance. They'd have never won, when they put the proposition out. But when something's backed by the trial lawyers, and, you know, on something like this, so now you've got your doctors going against your lawyers on this one. And the bottom line is that if it passes, that you're going to see less doctors here. You're going to see higher cost to the physicians, who will then try to pass it on to the people. But then the insurance company isn't going to pay them anyway. So are we in some kind of downward spiral here, Doc?
Well, you need tort reform, and this is the opposite of that. And this is going to raise insurance costs. Hospitals won't be able to find doctors. Doctors will leave. We're really fortunate here in Reading. I mean, we have some at Shasta Regional. We have all kinds of. We have almost every specialty. We don't do OBGYN, but we've got our vascular surgeons. We've got our ENT surgeons. We've got some ophthalmologists. We've got our cardiothoracic surgeons. We've got our ER physicians.
You got the whole gamut.
And so
here.
Now you're going to lose your specialties.
Because it's the specialties that really get hit.
And
right?
It is. And then we don't have any primary care physicians to begin with.
Already, because they're so not getting paid already. So.
Right. So then you're just going to see it's going to put a lot of financial pressure on the hospitals, too, because then they're going to have to pay more money because they pay physicians to be on call. They're going to have to pull physicians to travel from outside of the region to come in.
You know what? This whole thing people need to hear Dr. Taggart. We're going to put all this on our website. We're going to pass this linkage to everybody about why 45 and 46 are so bad.
Well, you know, we've hit on two of the things that when we all talked about Obamacare and why they kept telling us we needed this nationalized medical system, it was to solve all these issues. One of the issues that we knew we had was tort reform. We knew we had insurance companies taking too much, and we needed to create competition between states and make insurance more affordable. All Obamacare has done is make all of the things that we needed to fix worse.
It's done the opposite.
It's gone the opposite direction. It has created bigger barriers to getting good health care.
Yeah. It's done nothing for accessibility to health care.
It's made it worse.
Right. Improve it. Nothing to improve it.
Exactly. Yeah,
and this law will make accessibility worse and will raise the cost for everyone.
Now, you need to listen to what this man's saying. He's in the middle of all this, but he's saying nothing different than Dr. Doug McConnell or Dr. Paiush Dhanuka or any other doctor we've ever had in here. But he is hammering it in here that this kind of changes on 45 and 46 will change your medical care in a way that has never been seen before.
And they're both playing into the mental part of a person that says, well, yeah, these doctors shouldn't be in there on drugs. We need to test them.
I was just going to get to that. The other part of that is we have what's called a cures program, and it is a program that's run by the state where we can look up patients that get prescriptions in doctor shop. It's delayed, so I won't see, you know, if the pharmacies have to register these people that come in with controlled substances and pain medications and enter them into a database so I can go back and look and say, oh, this patient's been to Dr. X, Y, and Z and has gotten Percocet here, Norco here, OxyContin here, all right? And so now – and we use that in the emergency department. But now what this law would say is that the physician must use this every single time before they prescribe a medication.
Oh my gosh.
That is controlled, like a pain medication. All right, that's not going to happen. All right, so and it doesn't say in there what is the repercussion to the physician if he doesn't. Well, if he doesn't, and the patient goes out and gets in a car crash and kills someone because I prescribed him that medication. All right, then I'm liable. I'm liable to begin with. All right,
but now you're double liable.
Now I'm double liable. We already tell our patients do not drive while taking these medications.
And it says on the bottle.
Right. So now they're trying to make the physician responsible and trying to prevent overprescribing, which I agree with.
Sure.
But you can't legislate poor decisions or morality or anything.
Somebody taking
on
two
the
and
public,
they should only be taking one.
You know,
yeah.
This is the patient's responsibility. The physicians give the patient the appropriate instructions and rules as probably as well as the pharmacy does and the pharmacist. All right. It's not going to happen. If I had to look up, I mean, we prescribe hundreds and hundreds of these substances, medications, every month. If I had to sit down and look at that, I would not be able to see the number of patients I see. We would our wait times at Shasta Regional would go from 20 to 30 minutes to 2 hours overnight if I was forced to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. We're not going to be sitting there looking at every single patient. I mean, what's the number one reason people come into the ER? It's because they're in pain.
Yeah, you've got to save lives.
Right.
Okay, Dr. James Taggart has been here with us. No, I'm 45. No, I'm 46. This is just simply ridiculous. And my brother-in-law, who has a big pain center down in Sacramento, that's just another complete story about what they're doing to him and everybody else who prescribes pain meds.
Sure.
I mean, is unbelievable.
Well, this was brought about by a person that ended up getting killed because this patient was drug seeking and was doctor shopping, picking up medications, and a physician prescribed him another prescription of pain medication and killed someone. Well, you know what? These things don't change the possibility of that happening. You know, unless you're going to eliminate, you know, pain medications, there are still going to be people that drink
abuse
and drive. There's still going to be
they
people
abuse
that,
things.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. James Taggart. No, I'm 45. No, I'm 46. I know we've only got another week or so, but you know, we're going to pull you back in here again. You know, and we're going to put these interviews on the web, and we're going to send it to everybody we know so they can listen to what you've just said.
It's important.
Somebody that's involved in
this.
Yeah, it
is. This is really important.
The propositions are tough, and unfortunately, we can only reach the people in the North State that already usually vote in the right direction anyway.
We can share this out with a lot of people. But Dr. James Taggart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, works in the emergency room. I hope I continue to see you like this and not with your that was your green
scrubs.
I'd rather see you this way.
All right, we'll be right back. Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created, The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the city council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Well, that was something about Proposition 45 and 46.
Wow, scary stuff. Propositions, people read them, read them. They're really scary.
Hey, we're here with Bruce Blake, who is the president of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce is going to be making more appearances here. And we start talking solar power, especially in today with all the cost of electricity going up dramatically, even in our great little city of Reading. But you all just accomplished something huge.
We did.
Okay, Bruce, good morning, and welcome aboard here.
Welcome.
Lennox Hotel.
Yeah, the Lorenz Hotel.
I'm sorry, the Lorenz.
Yeah, the historic building downtown, the four-story brick building. We just were asked to do the solar project on top of that building. They did a restoration, and the final thing was to kind of just cap it off with getting as much solar on that roof as they could.
Was this a tough one because of the age of the hotel?
It was. It brought some real challenges that were fun actually. But I mean, we were dealing with the engineer from the racking company and the engineer from the construction company and the engineer, and then finally the engineer from the city of Reading who stepped in. And anyway, it was quite the project. Very fun.
Okay, so how many solar panels could you put up there?
We got 218. Panels on the roof.
218.
Yeah, we covered 90% of the available roof space in solar collectors.
Now, do you have to strengthen the roof because of something that old, how heavy are these?
They're not that heavy, but actually, as the engineers go, they overstructure everything. So they actually did put a bracing in on that building because of the age. The structural engineer of the building felt like that needed a little extra, so they put some bracing inside underneath, and then but as actually most times there is no bracing required for any time solar goes on. It's not adding that much weight.
That's what I thought. Okay, now when you put that much in there, how much is that a savings for the company there or that hotel?
It's hard to know because they did a lot of other upgrades to that building.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we looked at it, it's about a We think about a fifth to a fourth of the savings of the building is what we're hoping.
Wow. Yeah.
So that you got it takes a long time before you start actually seeing that savings if you have to make the initial investment. So you figure how long it takes to pay that back, and
correct,
that's when you really start making the savings.
In their case, it was grant money, and part of it was the requirement was that they needed to have solar on that roof.
It has to go
and so in order for them to fulfill the requirement.
I know that.
But again, grant money is money out of our pocket.
Correct. But they'll see savings from day one.
Okay.
And yeah, so okay. Yeah, from
because
from
now,
right.
Yeah, and so the big thing about solar and is you have an initial investment, of course, but but when you cut back $500 a month,
correct,
and your average monthly expenses, you can recoup that pretty quick.
Exactly. Well, what's happening is we're already paying for the power. So what we're doing a lot of these times is either we can, if people have the wherewithal to invest the money as a large investment, the invest you cannot beat the investment in any stock market.
The return is really high.
The return is very high. So that's one. But if people don't have the wherewithal to fund a system, a loan, typically we can get the loan payment down close to what their PG&E bills, and that loan is you know a 10, 12 year loan which will be paid for. Our utility bill will never be paid for. We're renters of power.
It's only going to keep going up.
Yeah.
And if you sell the house.
Yes.
And this is what I tried to, you know, I was telling my in-laws. I said, because they were getting this $900 to $1,000 a month bill from PG&E.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, you know, you can put this in there. Yeah, okay, so you owe this much a month, but you owe anything on your house. So you're making a $500 or $300 or $200, whatever the payment is. But when you sell your house in 3 or 4 years, which they're doing now, That is a huge, huge selling point.
Huge selling point.
Because whoever buys it now has another $500-$600 a month to put in their pocket.
That's
for
correct.
The payment or for other things.
That's correct. Now, what's one of the things that's happening up here in the North State with the economy and the housing the way it is, the appraisers are not giving much value to the solar, which is ridiculous because nationwide,
really?
Yeah, and we can talk about this more next time. But
yeah, because I want to have we want to come back and we have a little more time because we want to talk the whole idea about from start to finish – putting in a solar a green system here because it's a thing of the future. I mean, this is the way our electricity is going to keep going up.
Correct.
So
yeah, there's no stopping that. So,
but they're not even looking at it correctly then.
Yeah.
In a lot of instances, people have told me where they actually put solar systems in, and then they end up selling part of the power they create back to PG&E or the city of Redding.
They're actually doing that on a daily basis during the day, and it's called a net metering agreement with the utility company. And the utility is mandated by law to buy, or actually better than say buy, is credit our account at the rate they're selling to us for. So at the high rate, those peak rates in PG&E, and the city of Redding doesn't have those peak rates, but they've got a flat rate. So you get the full retail value to the point of zero at the end of the year. And then any overage that happens at the end of the year in kilowatt hour production, the customer's actually getting credit, will get a check written by the utility company for that overage at wholesale rate at that point. But all their generation through the whole year is credited at full retail value. And that's what makes solar work. And that's the way it's been for the 14 years I've been in the industry.
Now, can we get money back from the government for putting this in? Or is there... What is it? What I'm looking. What am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? Rebates. Okay. Yeah.
The rebates have gone away, but the rebates were originally designed to make solar cost effective. And ironically, solar has been cost effective since I started in the industry 14 years ago, when people took an honest look at it. But now, as the industry has matured, we've gotten other vehicles. The lease is available. Mm-hmm. The loans are available now for solar. And when you look at the numbers, it just makes sense. The rebate has gone away, but now the tax credit, when George Bush left office, he'll never get credit for this, but when he left office, the one thing he did is he uncapped the 30% federal tax credit, and it revolutionized our industry. And so with all the fanfare that Barack Obama brought in with being green and everything, the only thing he did was he gave us Solyndra.
How's that worked for us so far?
Yeah, that didn't work out too well. So it kind of gave our industry a black eye. But so anyway, when Bush uncapped that federal tax credit, it was amazing. So for the customer, they get 30% of their cost of the system is they can get back as a tax credit. That's dollar for dollar off their tax liability.
Wow, that's huge.
So if you've got that liability, you're taking that back in your next year's returns. So it's beautiful. So
that's
we're at a horse race right now to the end of the year to get these jobs installed.
Because they have to be installed. I've heard that.
Yes.
Have to be installed.
They got to be installed. Yep. And the other thing that's happening is that tax credit is going away. So we have 2016. It is – that tax credit's
over. In 2016.
Yeah. But
we still got next year too for those people that haven't quite jumped on it yet.
Correct. But the scary part is that it's going to – like I said, it's going to be a horse race and companies are going to be booked out. And then it's going to be a question of whether or not we're going to get all those jobs installed before the end.
That's a nice dilemma, though.
But it is a great dilemma for us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, Bruce, let's go out and ride a motorcycle. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I've been working 7 days a week and for 18 hours a day. I'm sorry. I just got to keep doing this for the whole year.
But when you see the motorcycle I buy at the end of
the year? Yeah, at the end of the year. But you're going to like where I'm riding my motorcycle at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So go back to the Lorenz Hotel. What kind of a savings is this going to translate to the tenants at the Lorenz Hotel?
Well, the tenants, it's low income housing in the hotel, so they're being subsidized, so already, that actually hasn't been calculated and figured out on that level, so we don't really know.
How much can a person in an average house out here say it's a 2,000 square foot house? In the PG&E area,
there is no average. We zero people's bills all the time.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah, we can zero but. There's sometimes we look for that sweet spot financially, and if a person's paying cash, typically we're trying to wag about 80% of the utility bill in PG&E territory, and that's kind of financially the sweet spot. They're still buying the smallest tiers of power from PG&E, and then all the expensive stuff's been erased by solar.
Okay, that's a really great idea, and it saves you money.
Correct.
Yeah.
We call it a peak shaver. cuts out all those upper tiers.
Well, can you come out and give us an estimate on what you can do without – is that a free estimate?
Yes, free estimate.
Okay, we've been talking to Bruce Blake, and we're going to Bruce back on again because I want to run through the whole process of how to do it,
absolutely.
Everything you can do, where you can get loans and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He's with, of course, Powerhouse Solar. You can reach Bruce at 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
Correct.
And you work throughout Shasta County?
Oh, yeah. We go all the way down from Yuba City, Marysville, into the south, typically, and then up to the Oregon border.
Okay.
That's great.
All the north state.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, and we'll get you in after this madness finishes with the election.
The election.
We can get back into kind of a normal, hey, how can we help people save money?
Great. Glad to be here.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with One Safe Place, Mike Burke and Angela, and we'll be in here talking about what's going on with them.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Addressing Canada's House of Parliament in Ottawa this morning, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said more work needs to be done in the aftermath of the country's recent terrorist attack.
Our laws and police powers need to be strengthened in the area of surveillance, detention, and arrest. They need to be much strengthened. And I assure you, Mr. Speaker, that work, which is already underway, will be expedited.
Harper also laid a wreath today at the scene of yesterday's shooting. A new poll takes a look at how Americans feel about whether the U.S. can prevent Ebola from spreading in this country. SRN's Linda Kenyon takes a closer look at that survey.
The Associated Press GFK poll finds nearly a quarter of Americans surveyed are very confident the U.S. health care system could prevent Ebola from spreading widely. 40% are moderately confident. At the same time, nearly half of those surveyed said they don't think their local hospital could safely treat a case of Ebola. 31% are only moderately confident that it could. The poll also found, despite months of headlines about Ebola, nearly a quarter of Americans acknowledge they don't really understand how it spreads. 36% say they understand it only moderately well. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, a top House Republican says he's frustrated that the GOP has not yet approved an alternative to Obamacare, especially with the likelihood of seizing control of Congress right around the corner.
I think it would be remarkably careless of us not to do so with a Republican Senate.
And that was House Republican Georgia Congressman Tom Price speaking to the Salem Radio Network. He says that the GOP simply needs to offer alternatives to the Democrats in preparation for the upcoming 2016 presidential contest as well. On Wall Street, it's been a booming session so far after some positive earnings reports. The Dow is up about 200 points. This is SRN News.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal healthcare alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of healthcare has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With the midterm elections fast approaching, we're getting our first glimpse into what a GOP-controlled Congress would try to accomplish over the next 2 years.
The letter sent this week to GOP colleagues, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, promises to work on reforming federal agencies to, in his words, make government functional again. In a nod to public perception of Washington incompetence, McCarthy made specific mention of the VA scandal, the rocky rollout of the healthcare website, Secret Service scandals, and the IRS targeting of conservative groups. McCarthy said the campaign will in part include a shrinking of government.
That is SRN's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. The U.S. Treasury Department says Islamic State group militants are earning about $1 million a day just from selling oil on the black market. The official who leads the department's effort to undermine the group's financial system says ISIS also has taken in at least $20 million in ransom payments this year. This is SRN News. One college professor who studies cheating at universities for a living says that the scandal going on at the University of North Carolina stands out among others. Howard Gardner is a professor of Harvard's Graduate School of Education, says the existence of fake classes and automatic grades is a very extreme example. Former U.S. Justice Department official Kenneth Weinstein says the woman who started the paper classes to help struggling students with watered-down requirements was known for her work. They explained to WTVD-TV.
Well known on campus that Deborah Crowder was a lax grader and graded without real regard to the quality of the papers, and that's what we found.
Is that fair to students who work hard like this UNC senior?
Knowing that people definitely got away with not having to work as hard as I did, it's disappointing, but it does not define how hard I'm willing to work.
At least 9 university employees have already been fired. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Radio. It's about to commence.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That you didn't have it turned on when I was just talking a couple minutes ago, did you, when I said that word? Okay, Wayne just shaking his head no. Okay, we're all right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. It is October the 23rd, 8:06 in the morning here. A Thursday, a rainy Thursday. We'll talk about that in a second. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. So don't get too excited here. I mean, don't get nervous, Rita. We're talking like, you know, 8, 9, maybe 10 million people listening to you. So say goodbye. Say hello to everybody you could possibly know that's everywhere.
Okay, and it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading, not in the entire world, and it is raining. We're looking for rain likely today, cloudy with a high near 65. Rain likely tonight through around 11 o'clock. We're looking at 70%, but it's 100% out there for sure. Little chance of rain, 20% chance on Friday, and 40% chance on Friday. So it might continue to be wet through the weekend. And the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
How'd you sleep last night there, Trish?
I slept marvelously well, and I actually turned my sleep number down just a bit.
Your sleep number
I had
setting?
A lot of exercise, and so I just cooled it down closer to where your setting is. And
my
it
sleep
was,
number setting?
Yeah,
how do you know what my sleep number setting is?
Because we've talked about this before.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, last night, Linda's sleep number setting went up to 45, and mine was still there at 40, being the sissy that I am. But I tell you what, here's the thing about sleep number beds. Besides the fact they're made in America, they're rated number one by Consumer Reports, which doesn't take money from anybody, is that you've got this new Sleep IQ technology which on the new beds. That if you're sleeping a little restless, it'll send you a little
signal.
Message on your
Turn
app,
it up. Turn it
on
down.
Your app, and it'll say you might want to try this or try that. Now, you can't beat that anywhere. I mean, to help you sleep, and how much is a good night's sleep worth?
Priceless.
It is priceless. And you've had yours for
over 10 years.
Bonnie Sharp came in the other day. She said she's had hers for so long that they replaced the inserts in it. That's how long they've had it.
Wow.
You know, for over 20 years, and they came in and they replaced the inserts because they love that. Is it the dual air capability there, so that you can have one side and your partner can have the other side? So that's a good deal. So how do you find this? You go on down to Target Shopping Center and you go in and you see Brian or Janice in the sleep number store, and they're gonna give you the sleep number that's gonna be work for you. And right now, for $999.98. You can get a new C2 queen mattress with the Sleep IQ technology, and you can't beat it that price. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Okay. I'm reading the chat room. I love this chat room we have in here. One of them is getting ready to send his drone up to go over and check out the land there by Turtle Bay. And
If he wants to offer $1 million for it.
You know, they're talking about this. You know, they never, you know, they get going here on how much. And they're talking about Alan Shuffleberger, who said, says somewhere near that he extended his offer. if it's really? In the chat room, it's got to be real.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
no conspiracy there.
No. Well, you know what? The whole thing, let's not even get into this because we have some great people here today. If I get started,
we're not talking politics.
No. You know what? You know, here's conspiracy theories. I am the worst person in the world to come up with a conspiracy theory. You come up to me and tell me a conspiracy theory, I immediately disbelieve it. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. It's like I was talking to the doctor. I believe in Occam's razor, that the simplest answer is the right answer. You know, and it's usually the, you know, that when as soon as you start getting into conspiracies, I start having a problem with it. Even the one with JFK. So if I was going to believe a conspiracy theory, I'd probably get into that one a little bit.
Yeah.
But the rest of them?
Makes you think.
You know what? That's good. You know, things should make you think.
That's right.
All right. Now, but this is a non-conspiracy group we have right here. Unless it's a conspiracy to do things for our community and do things for our abused spouses here, to help domestic violence. If that's a conspiracy, then I want to be a part of that.
And you are a big part of it.
Well, I'm here with Michael Burke, who is the Communications and Client Service Director of One Safe Place, Angela Jones, who is the Deputy Director. You know, she's looking very Deputy Director-ish. You know.
Well, here, thank you, Carl.
You're ready to go out and sign big contracts.
You're never sure with Carl. What does that mean?
Well, it means it's like you look like you're in charge. You know, you're very calm and like, you know, things can happen. Like, okay, we have a hurricane over here. Okay, let's just fix that over there. Okay.
We do hurricanes now, too?
Oh, no. We definitely do crisis.
You don't
do
know
well.
If you do hurricanes, but what I just heard about some of the how to build things in this city, you have to be hurricane-proof, 127 miles per hour wins if it has anything to do with the city.
Well, we're going to be building something fantastic in the city we'll talk about in the later part of this, so we'll be hurricane ready.
Okay, and we're also here with Rita Ingram, who is who's also a member of One Safe Place. We're going to talk to her in a little while, but let's start out with, you know, some people, believe it or not, they're still not too sure of who is One Safe Place.
Well, I love this story of the beginning of the Shasta County Women's Refuge. It started with a woman named Gretchen Peterson, which I would have loved to have met her. I mean, the more and more I learn about her, the more and more enamored I am of her. But she grabbed a shotgun and a checkered cab, started driving around town and taking abused women into her home. And the AAUW, which is still around, saw what she was doing and helped her form a 501c3 and start the first shelter in Shasta County.
Yeah, 1979.
Drive around with a shotgun? What was the shotgun for?
I don't know what kind of brand it was. I thought you were going
to
ask
me
that.
Because in the day,
you know, back in 1979, it was still swept under the carpet. It wasn't something you talked about.
Well, yeah, and most people said, she probably did something to deserve it, and he has the right. She is his. Why?
Right. You used to say honor.
And that was kind of the attitude.
I love honor in a marriage vows, but obey and fall into line. Those things don't fit. You know, nobody deserves to be hit. Nobody deserves to be abused.
And that's either male or female in here.
Male or female.
And One Safe Place is for men or women. And I think it's like 20%.
So
it may not be the right, exactly right.
We've percentage. Increased our the male population we've seen by about 15% since changing our name. So going back to Gretchen, you know, and then the Shasta Women's Refuge started, and they had a shelter, and that shelter came into its normal place where it is now in 1982. It's an undisclosed location, although most of the bad people know where it is, and luckily the law enforcement does too. They come by a lot, but. It's in an undisclosed location. It got remodeled in 1987. It's been the same ever since. We have three dorms, basically, where victims can come in and share space. And
right. So we have 22 bunks and 4 cribs. So
doesn't always work good, though, does it?
No, it's very crowded. You can imagine, you know, being a woman in the shelter. We don't take men in the actual shelter. We shelter them outside. But coming in crisis, you know, beat up maybe a bag, crying children. And then sleeping next to strangers, even though they're all...
It's not a good safe...
To the emphasis of something so tragic that happened.
It did. It was the reason Sandy came to us for services. Sandy Miller, Shane Miller, as we know in this community, murdered his wife and his two children. The system failed. the system couldn't provide her with what she needed to be safe. She didn't want to live in a dorm. She couldn't be in a place where there was lots of people around. So it actually, this tragic event inspired our board to move forward and start a capital campaign to build a co-located client service center and shelter over off of Benton Drive. So we're in the kind of middle, I would say, of our capital campaign. We're trying to raise $5 million in our community, and we've raised enough that in a couple of weeks we're going to be able to start breaking down walls and get construction started. And there's, do you want to talk
we're
about
just
what
very
well,
incredible.
I tell you what, why don't we take a break so we can get on to that one on here? But just for in case anybody has not heard this, too, they found Shane Miller's remains.
They did.
Right. And it appears that he died soon after he disappeared, which is frankly good.
Yeah. Probably the day his dog came. I mean, he didn't kill his dog,
right?
But he killed his family and his children.
You know, frankly, I wish he had done it probably 10 minutes before he shot his family.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah. We'll talk a bit more about the new building later, but you know, in our evolution, then the Family Justice Center came on the picture in 2010, and we got all together, and we can talk about that after the break if you want.
After the break. Okay, I just want to remind everybody that we have Wings of Angels is having a spaghetti feed at the Sons of Italy this weekend, this Saturday, from 3 to 8 p.m., all you can eat. And this is to help two young boys with cancer here, Wings of Angels. And we'll talk a bit more about it, but the tickets are like $10 for adults and $5 for children. And while kids under 5 can eat for free. Besides spaghetti, the meal includes meatballs, salad, garlic, and bread. And you can come and leave whenever you like here. But this is a great way to raise some money for those Wings of Angels. Because, oh, my God, the things they do for these children to help them go beyond. So it's going to be at the Sons of Italy Clubhouse and Meeting Hall at 4850 Cedars Road right here in Reading. It goes from 3 to 6. This is the 13th annual one. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we have one safe place with us.
Hey there, football fans. Nate Aberea here. This week, Friday Night Football takes us back to the east side of Reading as the Enterprise Hornets host the Paradise Bobcats. Enterprise at 6-1, fresh off their blowout win in the River Bowl, will look to keep the momentum train rolling against the 5-2 Bobcats. Pre-game at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30. It's Enterprise and Paradise on the North State's radio home for local football action. KCNR, 1460.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
I'm Michael DeQuisto, candidate for Reading City Council. Our city faces many issues. For instance, we need to unravel the crime problem we're all experiencing. This is not something we created. The state has released thousands of felons onto the streets of communities like ours. Burglaries and assaults are up, there are not enough police, and the jail is full. Some people are saying, let's raise the sales tax. That's not necessary at this time. There are viable options to hire more police now using money the city has in its coffers. Let's work with what we have before raising your taxes. Look, nobody has all the answers. I believe the people of Reading need a fresh, new voice on the City Council, someone who understands how to negotiate and is willing to work with the other council members to move this city forward in a positive direction.
Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2014.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here today at 8:20 in the morning on the 23rd. It's raining out there. It's going to be a rainy
like
day.
The rain.
605-4567 is our phone number here, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat room, the latest one is just checking to see, do we have a mayor or a king? it's because Rick says, "Are you kidding me about this offer for the land down there?" He says, "This is a joke." And so, anyway, and it's going from there. I tell you what, this could be. You can't make it up. I love it here. I just love it here. You know, and the only thing I say is that politics in Redding. Are just, I mean,
I like to think
that the madness doesn't go everywhere, but you're right, it is, Shasta County. And you sit there and you watch and say, well, what can you talk about for 2 hours every day? Are you kidding? I could go to 3 hours without
all day long,
and not miss a beat and go for 3 hours here.
Absolutely.
Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. That's right.
That's coming up again.
It's coming up on November 6th down at Wind River Casino Resort. If you haven't been there, Romance on the River. Mm. Great time last time. A special menu from the Wind River people there. Filet mignon for under $20.
Yeah.
At the Elements Lounge there. And she has her group, and you can dance from 7 to 9. Dine, drink, and dance. You get there a little bit early, can have dinner, and then you've got from 7 to 9 to go and just have a great time. Dine and dance.
Shades of New York, when you used to go to the
Las Vegas
room. Marvelous.
She's awesome. Wanting this to look like one of the lounges, you know, and
Cabaret.
Wind River. Yeah,
Cabaret,
and Wind River is helping. They're putting, you know, they put out, they've got tablecloths, candles, I mean, everything, special menus, the whole thing. Romance on the River. Give them a call at 243-3377. It's the first Thursday of every month here through December. 243-3377. Ask for Elements Lounge and say you want Romance on the River. Are my guest today, besides, of course, my good buddy Trish Clark.
It's Thursday. We love Thursday.
Yeah, is Angela Jones, who's the deputy director of One Safe Place, and Michael Burke, who's the community and client services guy over at One Safe Place. Yeah. Now, we're talking about that. We're in the process of raising that $5 million. Well, you had a couple of really good grants roll through here.
We sure did.
We had $1 million from Sierra Pacific Industries, and we had $1 million from
McConnell
Foundation, and $250,000 from the Redding Rancheria on Wind River. So what an amazing community support. And we've got other monies that came in also that aren't these huge amounts, but
they all add up.
They all add up, and we're sitting at about, what's our official, 2.7 or something?
Well, let me tell you something, is that Mark Palicki on this show,
yeah,
when he was with Gene, handed her the first check for
Mark
Lake.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It was Mark
Blakely.
Great.
I took pictures.
I did see it. We put them on our website.
Surprised her, because he had asked me, he said, do you mind if I give her the check?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely. When he handed it to her, you should have seen her face. I mean, that was it.
Well, they did, because they got the pictures.
Yeah, we got the pictures from Trish.
And then she said, oh, gosh, all my people are going to be crying here. And it was just great.
We're just so lucky to have such great community support.
It is.
Well,
it's because of what you're doing. Okay, so now you've raised about half of it. So
we've
now you're getting ready to knock down walls or something?
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to knock down walls. But to go back a little bit why we needed to do this, you know, the why we're doing this. In 2010, we created a co-located service agency. In 2012, we merged these two agencies and became the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center, which is a lot to say on the phone when you're answering it several hundred times a day, right, Rita?
Yes.
And but there's also four things going on with our name that kept people away from getting services. We had women in the name, which there's nothing wrong with having women in the name, but it kept men away. We had family, and some people don't like their family. And a date rape victim, it's not a family situation, and they didn't quite know what to do. We had justice, and a lot of people wanted to hide from the justice system. And then we had refuge, and some people don't have positive connotations of that. When we became One Safe Place on June 22nd of 2013, our world changed and our community changed because men now had a place to go. I can tell you, weekly I hear from men who come into the center, because that's where I work, I didn't know where to go before. Rita probably hears it too. She's working with a lot of men. We've had an increase of about 10 to 15% more men come into the center since we changed our name because men are abused too. Mm-hmm. Men are abused by women and men are abused by other men. And our new shelter that we're talking about is going to house men. It's one of the first in this nation to do that, right?
Yeah, there are a couple others that do it, but we're very excited about that. When you have a man coming in with his children and needs a safe place, right now we can't take him into the shelter facility we have. With the new facility, we'll be able to do that.
But we are at least able
we
to address
help.
Their issues.
Absolutely. Right. We'll be able to provide services and, you know, motel stay. But it's nicer to have them in the shelter setting where they get all the case management and support.
And I want to walk backwards for a minute because we always assume that everybody knows exactly what we're talking about when we start a discussion. And there's still people in the community who really don't.
Sure.
One of the issues we find whenever whether you're treating a child for child abuse or you're treating a spouse for spousal abuse, that impact spreads throughout the family. Mm-hmm. So there's services needed always for all of the people impacted in that whole thing. And that's what this organization is able to do now under one roof is address all of those needs, get the people from the justice system, the people from the medical community, the people from counseling, everybody, and treat the whole family and the whole issue so that we don't leave out pieces and not solve the problem while you've got them there.
You're absolutely right. We offer holistic care from the times a victim's pregnant or before, all the way up until with our Voices Committee that Rita's going to talk about. We offer it from stem to stern. We offer services. And it used to be that the victim would have 30 days in shelter, and then they would go out in the community. You know, we'd reach back to them. But now with the Client Service Center the way it is, with our Outreach and Education Department, with our camping program, with our Voices, with our support groups, with our classes, with the shelter programs, with the children's program in shelter, we offer such a wraparound service. And we have 7 different agencies co-located together at the Client Service Center with the ability for 16 when we move or more, and we have the entire community as an offsite partner. I have yet to pick up the phone and say, can you come over and help a victim? And anyone in this community say, no, that sounds like a bad idea. Working together? No, we don't do working together.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Everybody's on board. And when you look at the national statistics, you know, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will experience domestic violence. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 7 men will be sexually attacked at some point in their life. And females ages 18 to 24 years old are the greatest risk of non-fatal intimate partner domestic violence. We have our forcible rape statistics in this community are 4 times higher than the state average. We have 66 per 100,000. And when we did the math, when Chief Paletti dug into those figures, what he found out is women are more danger in their own home. Only one of In 2010, we had 120 stranger rape. I mean, 120 rapes, forcible rapes in our community. Only one was from a stranger.
Wow.
Only one. That's intimate partner, that's spouse, that's friends, that's somebody that victim knew. And that's what we're here to help.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, just think about that. A woman is in more danger in her own home than out on the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's powerful.
No, I think that most of them, I think it says the vast majority of women who are raped know their assault.
Right.
In our community, 99.9%.
Yeah, and I think you're going to find that across the United States that the vast majority know them, that it's a date or somebody they know that or a friend.
Or their spouse. It can be part of the domestic violence.
That's
exactly.
True.
Well, but that's a whole education process that is going to you just have to keep saying it over and over and over, that it's not okay. Just because you're married, if you say no, it still means no.
No means no, and yes means yes. That's what's going through the schools right now.
Yeah.
We're working with Shasta College and Simpson University very closely with their Title IX yes means yes and what Vice President Biden's doing. But, you know, Trish, you hit it on the nail on the head when you said, it starts at home, and we have it's generational. You know, we know statistically 1 in 3 children who grew up in a domestic violence home will grow up to be abusers. Exactly. 1 in 3 will grow up to be victims.
Two-thirds.
1 in 3 and 1 in 3 is two-thirds. Yep. So they're going to get into the system somehow. So with our children's program and shelter, with our camping program, with our outreach and education program, we deep dive into these schools and we teach children how to overcome this. You know, I should throw out our number is 244-0117. It's a 24-hour crisis hotline that anybody can call throughout Shasta County. And we even have a toll-free number, which is 844-244-0117.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Angela Jones, who is Deputy Director of One Safe Place, Michael Burke, who's their Communications and Client Services Director, and Rita Ingram, who is part of their Voices program. We're going to have Rita come on when we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, hope everybody's having a great day today. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free 1-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Drought, excessive regulations, Southern California trying to grab our water. We need strong leaders in office willing to take a stand. We need Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our local values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Doug is fighting for more water storage and less Washington red tape. He's working to stop wasteful spending, like the LA to San Francisco bullet train, and slash the debt that threatens future generations. And Doug is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress. Doug LaMalfa.
This is Doug LaMalfa. I'm fighting for more water storage, less debt, and to protect our way of life. I approve this message, and I'd be honored to represent you in Washington, D.C.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Just a little bit of hope. Just a little bit.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. How
good morning. That's great. And it's raining outside, about 55 degrees.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give a call, 365-3793, locally owned and operated. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. And I mean that in the best sense, ladies. Is that you go in there and get your haircut and sit down. And, you know, it's like the Cheers of barbershop. It's my, it's our, what do you call it, your hair salon. It's a, it's the man's hair salon. And you won't find any gel in there. The only thing you might find is butch wax that goes on top of your head to give you those, give you that look, you know, that look. And all the, anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, great, great prices and, discounts for seniors and veterans. Right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway right there. Okay, our guest today is Angela Jones, Deputy Director of One Safe Place, Michael Burke, Communications Client Services, and Rita Ingram. And Rita's with us now, who is a member of Voices. And Rita is somebody that's been through the system here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rita's going to share with us how she got involved in this to begin with and what she's doing now.
Yeah, so you came – how long ago was it?
It's been about 8 years.
8 years.
Yes.
Tragic events in your life led you there?
Yes. I was married at the age of 16, and I'm not really going to talk too much about that, but that's
But this is where it starts.
That's where it started. So then I got into a relationship,
abusive?
Pretty quickly, yes, and he was very abusive. He was arrested here in Shasta County. I used to try to protect him and recant my story and say that
because that's something that abused women do, or
yes,
abused spouses do, is that it takes 7 or 8 times to finally go through with it. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I gave him a lot of, well, I went back a lot of times. And he was arrested the last time and he left Shasta County. It wasn't One Safe Place at the time of Shasta Women's Refuge. But I started working with them, getting a support system. Like, they understood what I was going through, and I felt like nobody else did.
Was that something that, when you went there, you realized then that there are other people like you out there, and kind of do away with that feeling of isolation?
Yes, because sometimes, like, family members and stuff, they don't really understand, or people that haven't gone through it, they don't really understand why you stay.
Yeah, stay by your man. You know what? You're just exaggerating. Or what did you do?
Right, kind of exactly. Yeah. Or he's a good worker, or he's good.
Oh, he provides for you.
He provides, so, yeah, you know, you're okay. But I wasn't okay. So I got help, like I said, and I started just becoming more healthy, starting to learn about myself a little bit. And like I said,
more
to have a support.
Yeah.
More independent. so I thought that when he left, I automatically got into another relationship.
Because you needed somebody there because
you felt like you couldn't do it by yourself. You needed somebody to take care of you.
Absolutely. Right. I felt that I needed somebody to love me and be there. Like, I couldn't be alone. Like, I felt like I just couldn't be alone. It was the same kind of a person. Different abuse, but it was the same thing. And I didn't see those red flags there.
Same control type thing.
The same control, the jealousy, emotionally abusive, didn't like me going to school because I started going to school at college.
That was obviously a threat.
Yeah. So I really started to just like I said, you know, I had some psychology classes then, and I started to just want to know, what is a healthy relationship? What is it? I never had one. So
and nobody ever talked to you about it. Of course, you married early, but nobody talked to you about, hey, this is wrong and this is right.
No.
Okay.
Nobody talked about it. I mean,
I don't know if people still do. You know, when I see a lot of things, this is a healthy relationship. This is wrong for guys. You know, this thing about, you know, having the saying yes or girl has to say yes or no means no.
Right.
There's somewhere in there in that growing up that a man should know but you don't take advantage. Mm-hmm. Or a woman should know you don't take advantage of the other person who can't, really is not there to be able to say something.
Right. So, we actually teach healthy relationship groups because people come in and they just don't know what
it
looks like.
They don't understand that. So when you, on your own, you started reading this, you're branching out, you're looking at psychology classes, and it's like, what is a healthy relationship? Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
So I started just getting really excited about that. And then, like I said, it just got worse, the abuse.
The more you got independent, the more you knew, the more he had to try and control you.
Yes, he did not like me knowing the truth, really, about what healthy relationships were.
Okay.
So then I ended up having to get a restraining order from him. He still remained to stalk me afterwards. He would sit at a park. He would go to my work. He would just – it was really difficult. But finally, after a year or so, he's finally stopped. I remained single.
Was this in the last few years now are we talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I remained single for a while, and I needed to be single and heal, and I had three children, and I had to focus on my children and their needs because I was in this survivor's mode, which is that everybody on the outside maybe could see what's going on the inside, but I didn't see it. I didn't see anything. So I... like I said, I stayed single for a while. I was working. I finished my associate's degree. And then I started volunteering. It was the Shasta Family Justice Center. And I started volunteering as a navigator. And then Shasta Women's Refuge, I started volunteering as a crisis line advocate. And so that's when I started getting – like I got my bachelor's degree in psychology and criminal justice. And
where'd you get that at?
I got my degree at National University.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's outstanding. You're starting to see then that, you know, you're getting stronger.
Hey, I can do this by myself.
I can do this.
I don't need some guy.
I can do this.
And those promises to my kids that I'm going to leave next time, it finally came true. I'm going to leave. And I did. And so it was just no more promises. It was the truth because enough was enough. So, I really, like I said, I started to love myself. I started to feel worthy and beautiful, smart. I started to realize that, I deserved to be healthy and happy. And my children did too.
So that had to just kind of, I'm thinking that had to be a big realization for you. So many people some of us take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And then when we see people that obviously can't get that. So that had to change your life completely and your children too.
It did. And I feel like it made my children realize as well that because this is leaving a relationship, a domestic violence relationship is probably one of the hardest things to do and probably one of the most courageous things to do. And I showed my children that I love them enough that it was enough. And
that they can be strong and independent, and they don't need somebody there to take care of them. That they can take care of themselves, a sense of responsibility.
Yes.
Was this the sense of responsibility that you had now? Because you're responsible for your kids, but now you're responsible for standing up for yourself. And we preach, I'm sorry if I use that, maybe, we really push the idea of individual responsibility from the time a child is old enough to throw their cereal on the floor, you know, and have to pick it up.
Right.
Sense of responsibility, and what you're teaching your children is that they can do it. They can go through adversity, and they can walk through the other side.
And ultimately, the choices they make are the ones that are going to rule their life. They are responsible.
Yes.
And unfortunately, somebody else is always at fault is the way we're teaching people, and we need to – You're responsible for the good and the bad in your life.
Yes.
Take charge of it.
Absolutely.
And you said that from the beginning, is that you took – that you made the bad decisions in such a way as staying, that as you learned and as you grew stronger, that now you are a woman. You're a roar, as Linda would be saying. And but you know what? That's
absolutely.
Okay. That's
it's a
okay
great because feeling. I'm in charge.
This is Rita Ingram, who has made this huge change in her life for the good. I mean, a college degree, kids, and standing up for what's right, and now helping other people. So, and now you are, you know, you're in the, now what is your job now? Or not your job, but your position now?
I am a client advocate at One Safe Place Client Services. I also am I do the voices. It's a group where survivors of child abuse, elder abuse, sexual abuse, we tell our stories to empower others. And we do this by using our voice, that we can overcome and that we can come together and support one another and just show people that
it's possible.
It's possible.
It really is possible. And I've listened to the voice before, and we've been to various events.
And coming from, like you said, nobody understood. You didn't feel like anybody understood. Mm-hmm. But when it's coming from somebody who's been there, done that, mm-hmm. and saying, you can do this, I did it.
Right.
That's so much more powerful than someone just preaching to them.
It is. Right. You know, it would be me talking about it. It would be like me saying what it's like to give birth. You know,
we think about that sometimes when the male doctors kind of tell us these things.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're here on Free Fire Radio, but we're here with Rita Ingram, who is heads up Voices for One Safe Place. She's just told us a fantastic story. I shouldn't say a story. It's not the right word. I guess it's
I call it my journey.
Her journey from the time she was 16 till now, mm-hmm. and how she learned to how she went through some really, really tough times, but has, you know, is now on her feet, strong, a great example for people around her and her children.
Yeah,
and
this
is still working.
Beautiful young professional lady sitting before us.
Yeah, that is.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great documentary.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's unfortunate that the Reading Peace Officers Association does not value volunteers in policing. Most cities in America do. In fact, I think it's one of Reading's strongest attributes. Quality people is what Reading is all about. And while the Chief and I have had some early scheduling conflicts, I can assure you we are meeting weekly. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council, paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
For over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has been known as the premier fishing tackle store in the North State. Phil's Propeller also carries a large selection of ammunition, including American Eagle pistol and rifle ammo, Federal pistol, rifle, and shotgun ammo, as well as Estate shotgun ammo. Stop by their store on Twin View Boulevard and check out their great everyday prices on all their American Eagle, Federal, and Estate ammunition, and they always meet or beat any other prices in town. Now through Sunday, October 26th, take advantage of these everyday low prices, plus pay no sales tax on all items in the store. It's not too early to plan that very special gift for the outdoor enthusiast in your life this Christmas. And what better than cool stuff like ammunition and fishing gear for their favorite sport? After all, for over 30 years, Phil's Propeller has carried all the right stuff and has the most knowledgeable staff to help you make every fishing trip a total success, and all at the best prices in the North State. So whether it's your favorite Federal, American Eagle, or Estate ammunition, or the latest technology in fishing tackle, electronics, or fishing gear, shop Phil's Propeller before the 26th and save the sales tax on all your purchases. Phil's Propeller. Take the Pine Grove exit off I-5 to Twin View Boulevard for all the right stuff. Ammo limited to stock on hand.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
No, I won't.
You can't hear that, Rita, because it's going through ours, but it says, "I Won't Back Down" by Johnny Cash. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Yeah, that ought to be your theme song out there. I won't back down. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. It is 8:50 in the morning here on Thursday, the 23rd. Brought to you by, this Sports Studio Show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, Martin and his people. It's getting to be cold out there. Have you had your heaters checked yet, your heating systems? I tell you what, he'll come through it, go through your system, make sure it's working correctly, change those filters or clean them as needed. Check out the air ducts. Do all of that. He offers warranties and guarantees. You got an emergency? Martin and his people will be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Give him a call, 221-2642. He's who we use. And or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on the road with Ted Leidy for the stand down down in the fairgrounds. I'll be down there. We'll be doing a remote from there. And Ted and I will be down there doing our usual magical things that name things.
That's Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson.
You can see two guys with ADD. working together, that's as Linda says. She says, "Oh boy, there come the ADD boys. They're coming in." But we're going to be down there with our friends from the Stand Down, remembering that it's that they need some help down there. By the way, my friends, if you give them a call, check it out. That they need some people down there to help, and to give a call down there to the Stand Down Association. Our guest today, besides, of course, Trish, you're not a guest.
I'm a Thursday person.
You're my Thursday girl. Partner. My Thursday girl. Yeah. Okay, that's going to go over just, I mean, that just went over. Bob's got the average. Anyway, the tonight, big thing in Selma Vineyards is being sold tonight.
Yes, it is.
Being sold tonight.
It is being sold tonight. Highest bidder.
I have a sealed bid here.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I didn't put in the $250,000
it takes. And that's a good point. It is closed. It is not open to the public.
Nobody go
up
there.
It's online. Don't be rushing up to Anselmo's to attend the auction. It's not going to happen.
You can go to the pizza place.
You
can have pizza there tonight.
You can have pizza there tonight, but the auction will start at 6 o'clock, it's open to people who have registered and paid the money and are
$250,000. Yeah, so, I gave him a check and he goes, "Is that good?" I went, it is to the exact second you try to cash it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's going to happen tonight.
And we do have good bidders, and we're just hopeful that someone purchases that magnificent venue and continues with the vision. That's our hope.
Well, that's what they're looking at is, build on what they have already.
Exactly.
The other thing, I guess that's it for that. Oh, I know what it is.
But you can go up for pizza tonight.
City to ignore the new Turtle Bay offer. There's been another part added to it now that Mr. Shuffleberger has extended the offer. For longer than next Tuesday.
Now that's what
I'm hearing off the
chat. Well, that makes it real interesting because then we'll maybe find out exactly what the motive behind that was.
Well,
because
it's just he and his wife too. It's nobody else. It's just they had
his wife.
Just he and his wife, Mr. Shuffleberger there, Alan. So at least that's what it says on the. It doesn't say that in the paper, but it does say that online. Okay. So I just looked at that because somebody told me to look at that. All right,
it's going to be interesting.
Okay, I'm here with Angela Jones, Deputy Director of One Safe Place, Michael Burke, Head of Communications and Client Services, and we just listened to Rita Ingram with her. I don't know if it's, say her journey. from the time she was 16 mm-hmm. to where she is now. And we know we are so we're so proud of you. I mean, we've met before probably for a short period of time, Rita, but I tell you what, I'd be more than happy to have you in my circle of friends.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Where are we going here, Angela?
Well, we touched on our shelter facility that we currently have. That I'd just like to share a little bit about what the vision is for the future. Our new shelter will be 60 beds. We'll have 17 private rooms. We'll be able to take men and their children as well as women and their children. So we're going to be able to give people the privacy that they need to heal. In the shelter right now, it's so chaotic. There's no time to reflect and think about everything that's going on in your life. So we're really going to be able to make an impact there. And we'll go from a 30-day program to a 90-plus. That's enough time for people to heal, find housing, you know, for us to really make a difference in this community.
And it's a great location. It's a serenity surrounded, safe place to be. Mm-hmm.
It sure is. And then with the fact that we'll have client services downstairs, everything really will be in one safe place.
Absolutely. It's a great thing for the community and just a great collaboration among so many organizations. Well, having been involved with all of the agencies over the years and then to see it all come together like that is just marvelous. I live in this county.
And we do it for our victims. We do it for the people in Shasta County who need us. We do it we're great at intervention. You know, this is going to make us better. We do great work in the schools. This is going to make us better. And we're really going to be reaching out. And this will take us to the next generations and generations. And our goal is to really eliminate domestic violence and sexual assault in our community. That's our vision.
And we've got proof right here in front of us that we can make a difference and we can intervene. And when somebody actually can see that they're not alone in this whole journey, and that there are people that can see what they're doing, and you can change, and you can take charge, you can get beyond this position you're in,
absolutely,
and take charge of your life, and be the mother you should for your children, and have a really productive life. It's a great story, and you've got the proof right with you.
In October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As an organization, we joined on to the National No More Movement. I don't know if you've seen it around town, but if you go to our website, which is ospshasta.org/ and go No More, you're going to see everything we're doing in our community to say no more. We just photographed all of our elected officials that are local government, all the cities in the county, and the Record Search Day gave us a full-page ad to display all of our elected officials saying no more and calling for an end to domestic violence and sexual assault in our community. It's really exciting to be part of this movement and watching. We encourage all your listeners to check it out, to download the sign, to hold it up, take a picture, put it on their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, however they share, post it to their wall like the lady in the commercial who removes her friends. And
It's picking up my 19-year-old daughter and all of her friends have wanted to take their, pictures are everywhere.
Perfect. It's a education process, because there's so many people out there, we have to figure out all the different ways that we can reach them. They don't all read the newspaper, they don't all listen to the radio, but you've just got, it's education. Make that change from when they're very young and teach them that there's a different way. This isn't a normal relationship.
Absolutely.
And another way people can get involved is volunteer with us. November 5th. At 5:30 p.m., we're having our volunteer orientation, and that's agency-wide. It shows we have volunteers everywhere from our business office to our shelter to our client service center out in the community.
To our events, like the crab feed.
Into the crab feed, yes, which is
getting
a great
close
time.
There. And by the way, that crab feed, which is
February.
January 31st.
It is absolutely my favorite time of the year because we go down to Anderson.
Yeah, the Anderson one.
You know what? Frankly, I come out and I feel like there's a little carpet just starting to grow in my body. I eat so much crab and I walk sideways. You know, I just get kind of this little Richie thing on my back. You've got
to
stop eating this much crab because now you're starting, your hands are starting to go like this.
And I'm like,
okay,
claws.
Got it. Little claws there. Okay, so, we got a couple minutes left. What else? Oh, Elizabeth Smart tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
You're bringing in Elizabeth Smart, who has had, nationally known, great speaker. She's going to be, I know Linda and her girlfriends are going to be
there. I'm
going to
be there.
Trisha's going to be there. So what else? What else we got?
One of our Camp Hope's kids, youth leaders, is going to be speaking too. He's going to share his story of overcoming a violence in his home and how he is now he wanted to be a forester, and now he wants to be work in juvenile hall and help other kids get out of their situation. And he's a young man who's been whose life and family has been affected by being involved with One Safe Place in our camping program. So he's going to speak also there, along with Elizabeth Smart. And her story is quite a story.
It's going to be an inspirational night.
I'm so pleased. Yeah, I'm going to be there.
And we really want to get our phone number out there. It's 244-0117. We're happy to talk to anybody. We're happy to talk to friends. We're happy to talk to, you know, somebody who went through something. We're happy to talk about anything that you want to talk about if it's in the realm of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, or elder abuse. We're the community's resource over here.
Can you move an elder in there? One Safe Place?
Into the shelter?
Yeah.
Well, oftentimes domestic violence is part of that elder abuse. So certainly.
Exactly.
Okay. Adult Protective Services has a full-time office inside of the Client Service Center.
See, because it was so difficult for people when I was involved in the system. Uh-huh. You'd address part of their problem, but then they didn't have the transportation, or they couldn't make an appointment with this other agency. And you didn't get the whole deal, because if you've got a family that's living in this crisis, we need to treat the whole thing.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And this is what we do.
Give me that phone number one more time there.
It's 244-0117, 24-hour crisis hotline number, and you can access services, even the shelter, anytime, day or night.
Okay.
You're not alone in this. There's help out there.
Thanks so much, Angela Jones, Deputy Director of One Safe Place, for being with us, and Michael Burke, who heads up communications and client services. And really a big thanks to Rita Ingram, who came up here and told us about her journey through here. So thanks a lot, Rita.
And thank you, and thank you for having me, and thanks for listening.
All right, remember, tomorrow we're going to be on a remote. Ted Leidy and I, retired Command Sergeant Major, Ted Leidy and myself will be down at Stand Down. So if you listen to us and talking about a lot of things tomorrow that have to do with our veterans and what's happening here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we have a full range of services, from our emergency department to our award-winning cardiovascular services. With our board-certified physicians, experienced staff, and advanced technology, we're proud to be one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. When faced with an emergency, quick, compassionate care is what matters most. Shasta Regional, treating people well. Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
By the